UFO.
What up, people? Welcome to another edition of Maverick Mentality, sponsored by UFO Podcast. Shout out to our other sponsors, which would be Legion X, and collaborators, which would be Ambrosia Collective. I'm actually kind of cranked up on mental jewels right now. It's about 6 in the morning, ready to go. It's going to last all day, so I'm good with that. I'm going to leave a link for that and my discount code in the bio somewhere. But anyway, today's topic, stop asking women to cook, all right? So, backstory. Had a conversation with a couple of my homeboys who are Nigerian. Shout out to Nigeria. My daughter's half Nigerian. Love y'all. But as far as the men that I've talked to, my friends that I've talked to, talking about women, clearly, you know, women ain't really, they ain't cooking, they ain't cleaning. I'm out here trying to find a wife and she ain't really doing shit, you know, just whatever, right? So it's interesting because I believe the whole housewife, women staying at home, cooking and cleaning, I personally believe that that model of existence is dead, right? And I believe it's dead because women have a lot more access in the world. Women are empowered to be and do. And women now, shit, are a lot of the times more successful and doing more on paper than men are, which is a slightly different topic, but you get my drift. So 50 years ago, when women did anything, it was groundbreaking, or they were outlaws, or these were the type of women who may not have even wanted men, right? You know, behind closed doors. Now, you got some strong feminine women who want men, but they also have their own shit. So getting them to want to sit at home and cook and clean and do all this other shit, it's just not attractive anymore. So years ago, a woman being a housewife was a privilege and it was a prize and it was an honor and it was an award for women. Now, your women are successful in their own right. They own businesses. They look good. They're working out. Social media in itself is a huge flex and ego boost. And I say that from a truth perspective and not bashing women. I think all of this is incredible for women. You know, the only thing that I would say for anybody is that with whatever you do, understand the collateral or potential feedback that comes with it. So in this case, these women who are able to do all of these things for themselves will inevitably turn off certain men who want them to be sitting at home and cooking and cleaning and shit. But to that point, in women's defense here, men have to understand that what they're offering, most of the men who want this, their offer isn't strong enough for a woman to be able to do this, even if the woman wants to do this. So again, rewind time and think about cost of living 50 years ago versus cost of living today. I remember my grandpa, my grandfather was a postman for most of his life. He had his own house, his own property. He had 4 kids and a wife, and they were still able to live pretty good and go on vacations, and nobody was struggling, and sent all his kids to college that wanted to go, and just, you know, post office job, good benefits and all that, right? But in reality, it was just a job. It wasn't this big, huge, like, money-making thing, or he didn't own this Fortune 500 business or anything like that. And we're talking about a home with 6 people in it. Today's average home has 1 to 2 people in it and barely paying the bills and applying for government assistance and everything of that nature, right? So men have to understand that in order for this to even happen, your offer has to be so strong that it's better than what women are able to offer themselves. And I think sometimes men miss that and just naturally assume that a woman's supposed to want to jump into this housewife role when her independent freedom role is just a better deal, you know, and lower stress, and she gets to do what she wants to do. And, you know, men can't really judge that anymore and want to call the woman, you know, behind the curve, or a whore or whatever. You know, those things are opinionated. You know, everybody's definition of that varies. So men have to understand that they have to actually offer a lot more for a woman, a modern woman, to want to do that, because now it's just simply a bad deal for women. Now, I'm going to tailor this a little more directly to men so that they understand something here. As we grow, right, the details change, the hormones change, our desires change, because we go from being children to adults. But a lot of our instinct, gut feelings, and emotions and connections don't really change. And if, again, some of my favorite examples are animals, right? In the animal kingdom, for the female version, in most species, you know, we ain't talking about penguins and shit, but in most species, the female version of that animal only really wants to be associated with the highest level of male species around, right? So when men, or when I see this percentage of men shouting from the mountaintops about women need to cook and clean and provide this type of experience and throw ass and sit around and just have kids and shut the fuck up, I think about, again, what's the offer? And then I think about, too, when you ask women to do things for you, it breeds a gut feeling of necessity and scarcity. And women don't want to be a part of that from their male counterpart. So women want to be a part of abundance. They want to be a part of power. They want to be a part of security. They want to be a part of something that's progressing and something that's larger than they are, literally and physically, financially, foundationally, you know, mentally, all of it, right? They want to be a part of something that's bigger than them. So even outside of what women may say, you know, just like, y'all want to help and I want to do this shit and all this stuff, you know, they may mean it with their intentions, but it typically shows up in the form of belittling or disrespect or lack of attraction when they have to help you. Like, when you need a woman, it's typically a bad situation or it's a poor experience, right? So men have to get in the frame, or transition and evolve into the frame of not looking at women in the sense of duty, as we once did, again, maybe 50 years ago or so. We have to elevate ourselves and really catch up with the times, regardless of culture, right? I don't want to disrespect your upbringing or what you were taught to value, but I think on a pragmatic and practicality level, we have to understand that economy is not set up like that. The modern woman is empowered a lot differently, which, again, on the record, is incredible, but we have to be real about what comes with that from both sides. Again, back to the men, we have to understand the nature of the beast and the evolution of the creature, right? So we got to stop asking women to cook and clean, and we got to start putting it in our mind that we're going to have a chef and a maid. And as soon as you put it in your mind that you're going to have a chef and a maid, you start moving and you start projecting yourself in ways that allow you to acquire a chef and a maid at some point financially and mentally, because now you've tailored your energy into being more on your purpose and more concentrated on your goals and being more accomplished for yourself. So now you become more attractive to higher quality women who will want to be a part of your life, because now you've established something that's bigger than you are, that's bigger than she is, and that's going places. And now they want to attach themselves to that type of progress and that type of glory. The ironic thing is, as soon as you put in your mind that you're going to have a chef and a maid, she'll want to start cooking and cleaning, because she'll want to be a part of that, and she'll want to add value and measure up to the world you've created. So I'm going to cut this short. I'm going to try to keep this under 15 minutes. So men have to understand that when you're asking women to do shit, you're putting yourself in a scarcity place, which is unattractive to a woman in her gut. And in order to get the things that you say that you might want from a woman, you have to put it in your mind mentally and then put it into your physical space that you're going to find a way to acquire these things and outsource these things for yourself so that the woman in turn wants to be a part of this great system and this immaculate kingdom that, you know, she can also thrive in and grow herself. Because again, on a nature level, they only want to associate themselves with the best male version of themselves. And of course, I'm speaking to mature women who have their shit together, not the young chicks who still get off on entertaining the random monkeys in the jungle and who still need an ego boost and who want to be queen of the slums. We ain't talking about them. We talking about the women who want a man, not the idea of a man. So if you're a man listening to this, regardless of your culture, your upbringing, and you're pissed off about not being able to find a woman, go take a look in the mirror. Ask yourself what your real offer is. Ask yourself what you're doing to acquire and present that offer and make it consistent and make it thrive for yourself. And typically, that'll answer the question as to why you're unable to attract or sustain the type of women that you want in your life. I'll see y'all later. Peace.